This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Saw this the other day, and I've been spreading it around as much as I can, and now it's your turn. Coming out of USA Today amid a bunch of rambling incoherence, columnist Carly Pearson tried to blame people like Representative Lauren Boebert for the gun violence and trauma we are constantly cycling through as a nation. Sort of an embarrassment, if you will. Blaming it on that is, and basically because she did a Christmas card with people, members of her family, with guns in their hands. Normally, I would ignore this kind of rant, but unfortunately, Pearson also wants to drag the Founding Fathers into this, as if they would share her views on gun control and so-called necessary changes to our laws. So, I had to give it a little more attention. Now, Representative Boebert is being singled out, along with Representative Thomas Massie, because they both recently posted pictures, Christmas photos, with they and their family members posing with an array of firearms. Some found the photos charming, while others were predictably appalled. Pearson rages that these U.S. representatives, along with people like them, are the problem in our nation, which that would mean me, you, everybody else that we know. Boebert and Massie are very able to refute these charges. And I'll simply note that there's no indication that either is anything other than a peaceable gun owner who believes in the natural right of self-defense. And in that sense, they're no different from me and you. But Pearson isn't content just to insult us. She presumes to speak for the Founding Fathers, telling us what they would think about gun laws in 2021. So, we get this absolute chaotic thought process. Every time a Republican posts a picture of themselves and their family snuggled up to the muzzle of a semi-automatic rifle immediately after a mass shooting, I wonder what the Founding Fathers would think if they knew that this was what was to become of the Second Amendment. Surely they would find it infinitely sad, infinitely pathetic that we have not made necessary changes. Now, she doesn't, of course, spell out what these necessary changes are. Instead, she makes a broad appeal for common sense, an echo of the very tired talking points we've heard for decades as anti-gun activists claim they're not coming for your guns, but they only want common sense reforms. On Twitter, Pearson posted her article with the hashtag gun control now, saying the quiet part out loud and making it all too clear what sort of necessary changes she has in mind. She thinks the Founding Fathers, in their infinite sadness and pathos, would now want the kinds of changes sought by the Biden and Harris administration. And thankfully, we don't have to engage in emotional speculation and know what they thought and would tell us today about gun rights. We simply have to read what they wrote. In the Declaration of Independence, the founders expressed their conviction that government exists to secure individual natural rights, like life and liberty, both of which require self-defense. They understood we have an inherent right, not derived from government or any document, to possess and use the tools we need to protect ourselves. And the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution only made this natural right clearer. The amendment's text doesn't pretend to grant some new privilege. Instead, it acknowledges the pre-existing right to keep and bear arms, which shall not be infringed by the government. And the Founding Fathers both promoted this right and exercised it personally. Washington and Jefferson are known to have carried firearms while traveling. John Adams observed that every private person is authorized to arm himself. Samuel Adams defended the colonists' right to arm themselves against their British oppressors. St. George Tucker, an important early commentator on the Constitution, wrote in 1803 that in many parts of the United States, a man no more thinks of going out of his house on any occasion without his rifle or musket in hand than a European fine gentleman without his sword by his side. Guns have been, always have been, a normal part of American life. A fact that was only made more apparent when the disgraced author Michael Belisles fraudulently tried to show otherwise. And as to what the Founding Fathers would think of guns around the Christmas tree, we should note that numerous colonial-era statutes required the carrying of arms in everyday life. Statutes, rather. Including several that made it mandatory for men to bear arms while attending church services. So I can't imagine Massey or Boebert's Christmas cards having any trouble with the founders at all. And Carly Pearson, she's free to express her views because that too is a natural right guaranteed by the Constitution. But she should be ashamed to misrepresent the views of our founding fathers to promote her gun control agenda. Especially when her fact pattern is erroneous. That's the part that I get them. Boebert and Massey, they get very little coverage from the mainstream media unless it's to ridicule them. And they're always looking at them saying, well, these are obviously the leaders of the insurrection or whatever, you know. And yet they remain in office. And they remain on everything they're in. And the Democrats, of course, they want her to come off of all of her committees. That's what the Democrats want, except that's up to McCarthy to make that call. So, they just don't like to play fair, and they don't like it when we play with using their rules, because this is us using their rules. That's all it is. So, I guess they're going to just continue to pitch a fit. Just because, of the imagery of a gun. Just because of people holding them and obviously not being afraid of them. See, leftists are afraid of guns. They don't want to have, you see these guys that say, I went out to shoot an AR-15 to see what all the hubbub was about. And then they come back and say, I feel like I'm in post-traumatic stress. The sheer power of this killing machine. Well, it's bad if you think that about the AR-15, because there's a lot of rifles out there that do much more damage. Much more damage. And you're too afraid to deal with it, right? I know. So, I find it interesting whenever somebody wants to get out there. And it used to be that they would say, well, I'll pick it up later. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR. are at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, if you had told me 5 years ago in 2016 that men would be treated like women if they demanded it, criminals would not be prosecuted, and censorship would be widespread, I wouldn't have believed you. I wouldn't have believed it. What was once considered the most basic scientific truth, such as that you're born with your sex and can't change it, that's broken down. Governments are no longer serving their primary function of providing security and protecting borders. And there's so many more. I'm going to point out some of the things that happened in 2021 that I never would have believed possible if someone had foretold them to me just 5 years ago. Now, number one is men as women, women as men. The trend that would have shocked my grandparents most is transgenderism. Men are now competing with women in sports and being housed with women in prison. And in 2021, President Biden appointed a man as a four-star general and proclaimed that this was the first female four-star officer. Number two, blocking puberty. A second shocker is that parents are enabling young children to try to change genders with dangerous surgeries and puberty blockers. And many public schools have a policy of not telling parents if their son or daughter has adopted a transgender identity at school. Number three, drafting women. The United States narrowly avoided a draft for women, which was supported by many elected officials in the Conservative Party. Number four, and this is a biggie, not prosecuting crime. In many U.S. cities, serious crimes are not being prosecuted, and crime has surged, with a dozen cities breaking annual homicide records. Number five, massive illegal immigration. I knew that was going to be part and parcel when they declared Joe Biden president. So I'm sorry that I was correct, because we've had millions cross over illegally. And they've also considered paying $450,000 in reparations to illegal immigrant families separated at the border. Widespread censorship. Trump is still banned from Facebook and Twitter. Big tech censors debate on the most important topics of the day. Comedians can't make jokes. Number seven, parents labeled terrorists. Now, this would have been a big problem for me if this had happened when I had kids in the school, because I was there. I was in it. I was in it hard. Parents are labeled as domestic terrorists by the Biden Justice Department for showing up at school board meetings with complaints. Schools aren't telling parents what they teach, and politicians are denying the obvious. Young children are being taught using public funds and institutions that their country is racist. Number eight, president's mental abilities doubted. President Biden, or President Asterisk, he gets out there sometimes and just loses all coherence altogether, to the point that many commentators doubt he's really the one running the country. It's almost like he's been MK Ultra'd. Number nine, this is one of my favorites. Getting out there and expecting athletes and actors for their advice and opinions, as many other societal leaders seem to have abdicated their duties to lead. They haven't got any idea. They really don't. They lead such an insulated life. There's some of them that try to get close and try to be normal and everything, but I mean, that's a hard road. Number 10. Now, during the Obama administration, I never thought we'd see a president go through as much money as Obama did. But now, with record U.S. national debt, the money supply increased by more than a third in 18 months. And the United States is experiencing the worst inflation in 40 years. Energy prices are up. And one of the bigger events of the year was in May when the main pipeline carrying gasoline to the East Coast was shut down by a cyber attack. Y'all remember that? Well, I do. Number 11. COVID is still a thing. They initially sold this to us as 2 weeks to slow the spread. Lockdowns and masks and vaccine mandates continue 2 years since COVID-19 started. Some U.S. cities such as L.A., New York, and Washington, D.C. are now segregating people from public places to penalize their independent assessment of their medical risk. Number 12, major scientific advances not celebrated. Each year brings some surprises and new advances, but this year, living in a time of such great division, those breakthroughs were not universally celebrated. And the greatest impact of science this year was the widespread rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. They have saved some lives, but many had hoped that that would mean life would return to normal. Instead, lockdowns and mask mandates continue, and vaccines have become yet another point of division, with the vaccinated pitted against the unvaccinated. Number 13, we lost our lead. On traveling to space sure sounds sci-fi. The U.S. is losing its lead in science. China continues to advance towards surpassing the United States in technology, surprising U.S. officials by launching a supersonic missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. It circled the Earth once and barely missed its target. It approached its target traveling at least five times the speed of sound, a capability no country has previously demonstrated. The Pentagon is unsure how China overcame the constraints of physics by firing countermeasures from a vehicle traveling at hypersonic speed. China may be behind some of the unidentified flying objects seen by U.S. military pilots over the past two decades, according to a long-awaited Pentagon report this year, which could not explain the origin of UFOs. Despite all of that, we can come back. But I'm glad to see the billionaires trying to leave the Earth. I'm happy about that part. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flights continue to be canceled and delayed. FlightAware saying 2,000 flights into, out of, and within the United States have been canceled or delayed. They say 800 flights have been canceled and more than 1,200 have been delayed. Winter weather and COVID-related staffing issues are disrupting air travel. The CDC is shortening the recommended times people need to isolate if they test positive for COVID-19. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky telling NBC's Today Show the time is cut from 10 days to 5 as long as they wear a mask around others for at least 5 more days.
And we generally know that most of your transmission potential happens in those 1 to 2 days before you have symptoms and those 2 to 3 days after.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. An NFL legend passes away unexpectedly on Tuesday.
85-year-old John Madden, probably the biggest name ever in the National Football League, unexpectedly died Tuesday morning in Pleasanton, California. That's in the East Bay area.
Anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned turkey with dressing between the chicken and the duck and the duck and the turkey.
Mr. Madden on ABC's Monday Night Football in 2002. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The judge in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial is telling jurors they should prepare to keep going possibly through New Year's weekend if they don't reach a verdict today. The jury sent a note yesterday saying they're making progress in the sex trafficking case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Guns.com Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, do you remember during the campaign how candidate Biden said that he would not shut down the nation, he wouldn't shut down schools, he wouldn't shut down businesses, he would simply shut down the virus? Do you remember that? I remember that. I do remember that. I didn't believe him, of course, because, I just didn't believe him. And recently he had a phone call with the governors of the respective states. I'm going to presume all 50 of them in various times. I have to drink coffee to break up whatever it is in my throat. For all I know, I have Omicron. And, it wasn't exactly something that I saw it coming, but at the same time, I sort of didn't see it coming simply because I just didn't think this would be said out loud. Because it's all about optics with Democrats. It's never about what's really good or what's really bad. It's always about optics. So, He was going to federalize the COVID response and end COVID in America. To do this, he introduced vaccine mandates for federal employees and those doing business with the federal government, and had OSHA do the same for every business with more than 100 employees. Various states, cities, and businesses, especially when it came to health care, followed suit. We were also told that if we even breathed the same air as a COVID person, we had to quarantine ourselves for 10 days. And in the last 2 days, that promised federal response, COVID mandates, and quarantines have all fallen apart. Thanks to the very contagious but seemingly relatively harmless Omicron variant. Biden made a lot of promises during the campaign, and the media graciously refused to demand details. But those claims that Biden would use the federal government to end the pandemic went a long way with people weary of 2020's madness. And on Monday, after a COVID year more deadly and dispiriting than 2020, Biden admitted that the federal government can't fix things. Shocker. Coming from Twitter, from Real Mac. Joe Biden on COVID. There's no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. Trump, of course, said from the beginning that his role as president was to support the states because each state was best equipped to handle COVID as it presented within that state. Meanwhile, as Omicron spreads, especially in New York City, one of the most vaccinated places in America, other Democrat-driven initiatives are falling. CDC has had to shorten by 50% its COVID isolation and quarantine period recommendations, reflecting that A, Omicron seems to be a cold, and B, that America can't shut down because of a cold. And we get this. U.S. health officials on Monday cut isolation restrictions for Americans who catch the coronavirus from 10 to 5 days, and similarly shortened the time that close contacts need to quarantine. CDC officials said the guidance is in keeping with growing evidence that people with the coronavirus are most infectious in the 2 days before and 3 days after symptoms develop. The decision also was driven by a recent surge in COVID-19 cases propelled by the Omicron variant. Early research suggests Omicron may cause milder illnesses than earlier versions of the coronavirus, but the sheer number of people becoming infected and therefore having to isolate or quarantine threatens to crush the ability of hospitals, airlines, and other businesses to stay open. Well, it wouldn't if you actually treated it the way you're describing it. You know, it wouldn't. And finally, most ironically, as Omicron cases increase, hospitals are facing staff shortages because their ludicrous, unscientific vaccine mandate saw them firing thousands of employees. Last week, the CDC updated a document entitled Strategies to Mitigate Healthcare Personnel Staffing Shortages. You know, it appears that more than 13 states are struggling to deal with Omicron cases because of staff shortages. Forbes has also noted staff burnout and more patients as reasons for the shortage, but makes no intention of mass firings, which is interesting. The point is, Democrats made pie-in-the-sky promises and completely failed to make good on them. Many more people died from COVID under Biden than under Trump. Biden's had to admit that Trump's state-based approach was the correct one. Unreasonably long quarantines are becoming impossible to maintain. And all the things that Democrats and Democrat-driven businesses did to destroy the workforce are now becoming a serious problem. Now, I'm deeply sorry for sick people, overworked people, and unemployed people. But unfortunately, reality had to strike, and it is striking hard and fast. And this speed means that there's still time for sanity to return before the system collapses completely. Yeah. And that's the problem. That's part of the problem. We got to save this system before it collapses. Before we go away, there's a person named Erin Marquis. And she melted down the other day. She used her employer's media clout to intimidate and abuse some blanking ghouls for exercising their First Amendment right to distribute a press release by the Michigan chapter of the National Association for Gun Rights defending the rights of adult citizens to bear arms. This was galling for Mrs. Marquis in the wake of a school shooting. There was no reference to the F-bomb rant about the realities of stopping a rampaging student on campus from further causing the harm and death of fellow classmates. It was easier for Marquis to use her platform as an editor with Wirecutter, a New York Times product recommendation service, to threaten the group members with informing everyone at the Times that the members of the group were blanking blanks. Her sophomore message included the memorable sign-off, "Congrats on being a laughingstock," according to a voicemail posted in Town Hall. And somehow, some way, Ms. Marquis got lost in a wilderness of self-righteousness and took the liberty of posting on her Twitter account the phone number and email address of the group, urging supporters to oppose the Michigan-based group. And the realities of her unprofessional conduct came crashing down on her when the organization published the editor's embarrassing rant, which caught the attention of her employer. For some reason, in this particular case, they decided they hadn't lost all standards of objectivity and professionalism, and Aaron Marquis was terminated with the following admonition from the Times management. "We expect our employees to behave in a way that is consistent with our values and commitment to the highest ethical standard." Marquis, who was constantly throwing out that name, invoking the New York Times all the time, that was very unprofessional. It's nice to know that they understand what standards are at the New York Times. And the reputation of Wirecutter and the New York Times, of course, have suffered due to this, as it should. But I wonder how broadly they apply them. We'll see. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. If you're not familiar with Daniel Greenfield, who writes at Front Page Magazine and on his own site, I'm not exaggerating to you when I say you're missing one of the most astute thinkers on the internet. And most recently, he's turned his gimlet eye on the terrible effect in China of the one-child policy, which combined with urban affluence and nascent feminism. Now, China's one-child policy, which has resulted in up to 40 million female babies being aborted, everybody knew that was going to have far-reaching consequences. The Greenfield's assumption was that women would become more valuable and be better treated, but he didn't realize that their increased value might spell the beginning of the end of the Communist Party. Now, he suggests that the massive demographic imbalance, with men far outnumbering women, paired with a rising yuppie class that's materialistic and creates women who have no interest in marriage and children, is causing a slow-mo collapse in China. And this is true despite Xi Jinping's bluster and military expenditures. Now, if you want to go check it yourself, Greenfield does a very deep dive on the subject. But I'll share a few of the things he came up with. As was obvious all along, the absence of women means that they're at a premium in the marriage market. In rural China, only the richest people can afford a wife. But that's not the real problem. What really has the communist elite worried is not the high price of marriage, but the growing number of professional women who aren't interested in getting married at all. Now, China thought it could avoid the Soviet Union's fate by avoiding liberalization. And when I say that, I don't mean the Democrats. I mean, liberal is a stolen term. Liberalization means, you know, checking out liberty, the free market. In China, the first time it popped up here recently, they squelched that at Tiananmen Square. And nevertheless, it willingly opened itself to some market forces to fund the communist state. This created materialism dangerous to any communist-based nation. So despite the outward allegiance to Z and the communists, the country's rising middle class is westernized, individualistic, rather than collectivist, intent on having fun and stocking up on all the latest consumer gadgets instead of sacrificing and laboring in the cause of communism. Women in China consider themselves, because of the way things are there now, they've decided they don't want to be sacrificed to marriage or children. The birth rate is 1.3%, leading China, a nation of over a billion people, to add only 12 million babies in 2020. Here's the thing, though. Unlike Europe, China isn't getting immigration to augment their declining population. So the government is working hard, and probably successfully, says Greenfield, to stamp out the nascent feminist movement, but it can't stamp out the same shift in gender roles we've seen in the U.S. Like 52% of students in Chinese colleges and universities are female. Not quite as extreme as the 60-40 split in the United States, or the even more extreme gender gaps in some European countries, but in a decade or two, China might catch up to us. Religion may be declining in America and Europe, but the communists have done their best to stamp out faith in China and replace it with party loyalty, and then it replaced starving rural labor with mega cities and mega buildings filled with office drones who have no meaning or purpose in life beyond purchasing the latest iPhone, listening to the latest hit, or watching the latest show. There's a lot more to this, so, you know, if you really want to go check it out. And one of my fears with China is what they're becoming militarily. But I'm going to have to go look at this article because Greenfield thinks, that the Chinese military may be a little more Potemkin village and a little less military than we realize. So, summing it up, rather than actually heading in the direction of rivaling the United States, China is a rapidly aging, inefficient, conflict-ridden, and relatively poor country that is simply not on the road to seriously challenging the U.S.'s hegemony. And even China's huge GDP is somewhat misleading because those resources are spread out amongst over a billion people rather than 330 million. The economy is also weak because it's a faux market economy with the government getting in debt. And this book came out predating the possible Evergrande real estate collapse. Now, none of this is to say that China isn't dangerous. A wounded or dying animal can be more dangerous than one enjoying vigorous good health. But their weaknesses don't mean the world's out of the woods. But it is food for thought. Before we head into the next hour, I leave you with this question. Why are the blue states spreading so much COVID? And unfortunately for CNN and MSNBC, that fact can't be directly traced to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. So they've chosen not to really talk about it, but if they did, they might ask what Democrats are doing so wrong in D.C., where they average 1,313 new cases each day. New York, 32,566. New Jersey, 14,028. Rhode Island, 1,382. Delaware, 1,029. Illinois, 12,426. Hawaii, 1,361. What's going on here? Why aren't they following the science? Are they trying to kill people? The national media's beloved New York, the place St. Anthony Fauci once said was doing everything correctly, has seen a 55% increase in hospitalizations as of Monday. D.C. has seen a 94% increase. New cases are almost up 100% in Hawaii, a literal island thousands of miles away from death cult leader DeSantis. Back during the summer when southern states of Texas were hotspots of the virus, they told us day in and day out it was the result of the Republican policy that promoted more spread. But if that was the case then, what's the story now that every state below Virginia is averaging about a quarter of the new cases of Democrat-run states in the Northeast? And there are some areas of these states, like Fulton County in Georgia, Miami-Dade County in Florida, that are seeing an intense wave of infections as well. And both of them are run by Democrat mayors. So they must be doing something wrong. Otherwise, so many people wouldn't be getting sick. CNN and MSNBC haven't seemed to notice. I guess maybe Ron DeSantis should visit.
Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff. I love looking at this kind of stuff because when I tell people that the reason inner cities are so plagued with crime and they want to tell me, well, it's because they have black people. Well, it isn't because they have black people. It's because they have Democrat policies. They have one-party rule. And other progressives are beginning to notice this. I don't know if anybody's noticed this, if you've noticed this, but I'm beginning to see things out there in Twitter land where they're looking at it and saying, wait a minute, we can't blame the Republicans. There's no Republicans here. Why is it that you're saying it's the Republicans' fault? You've got it all. You've got control of everything. Why do we have so many homeless? Why do we have so much crime? So, we're headed into hour number three. And like I said, we're about to be joined by writer and activist Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.